Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
The great Ed Obradovich joins us now of the Hampton OB with Mark Carmen pre- and post-game show here on WGN. Great show, OB. And it was a fun first half to watch, I'll tell you. I was a believer. Maybe you weren't. Kevin says he wasn't. But it didn't turn out the way we wanted, did it, sir?
No, it didn't. But you know what? Let's talk about a couple positives here.
All right.
And just the things that I thought were very, very impressive were Jakeem Grant, when he ran that punt back for 97 yards, and the game's been played for over 100 years, the Chicago Bears, and that's the longest punt return in the history of the Chicago Bears, 97-yard punt return. That was great.
Fun.
Then he comes back. He makes – it's kind of actually a reverse, and he runs for 46 yards for a TD, and the Bears score 27 points in the first half. Okay, that's the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Things that aren't so good, Fields' rating after the game was over was 70.8.
Hmm.
He was 18 of 33 in passing for 210 yards. And in the second half, which I always talk about, they go in, they readjust, come out with a game plan in the third quarter, you know, and hopefully make the positive adjustments to win the football game. They come out again, Anna. You know how many points they scored in the game up in Green, the third quarter, after doing all the adjustments? Zero. Not 1 point. We go into the fourth quarter. We play 15 minutes in the fourth quarter. How many points do we score? Three. We had 27 and a half. We score 3 points, and we get the three in the fourth quarter. Aaron Rodgers. Oh, my God. He had threw the ball, like attempted 37 passes, completed 29 for 320 yards, and his quarterback rating was 141.1.
Yep.
That's depressing. We weren't getting to him. We weren't getting the job done on both sides of the ball, and to go in with a lead, putting 27 points, they should have came out with only 4 wins under their belt, and they had a chance to put them away coming out into the third quarter. And what do we do? Absolutely nothing. I cannot tell you. And some of the bad things that I saw. One time, one of our defensive tackles, his name is Nichols. He's number 98. This was in the third quarter. I have no idea. He's a defensive tackle. He's 6'4". He weighs 315 pounds. Mm-hmm. And so he plays inside. He's either on the nose of the center or on the guard. And passing plays, his job is to crush the middle of the pocket, push the guards back, push the center back so the quarterback doesn't step up. He was back in pass coverage. You got to be kidding me. And that's in the red zone. In other words, it was right around a 20-yard line, 25-yard line. And who's back in pass defense? Nichols. I went flying out of the chair. He's 6'4", weighs 300. He's a defensive tackle. And somehow we got him dropping in pass coverage in the red zone. Things that I just don't understand that don't make any sense, Anna. How in the heck, in God's name, are you, after you come in, and I cannot express and tell you how important at halftime to make those adjustments, and they come out again, and 0 points in the third quarter. We score 3 points the second half. And what does that fall on? Who's to blame? Well, I could probably say everybody, but again, to me, this falls right back on coaching. And it really does. And one other thing about Justin Fields.
Yeah.
See his delivery where the one defensive back jumped the route, intercepted the ball, and brought it back for a pick six. 3 other times in that game, Green Bay almost had 3 more interceptions by jumping the route. when you watch Fields throw the ball, he has it up by his shoulder. When he goes for his delivery, he drops the ball down to his waist, wheels all the way back, and comes back around up over his shoulder, and then he releases. He doesn't look off a receiver, and that is not the way you throw the ball. You maybe do it in college, but you can't get away with it.
No.
You got to have it up by your shoulder and release it and let it go. And every pass you watch and see what happens this coming week. He drops the ball down around his waist and wheels and comes all the way back around the top. Then he releases, and you wonder why defense backs are jumping the route. That's why.
Yeah, you know, he's got to correct that for sure. I heard you talk about that on your show. But, you know, it was interesting, and it just stood out to me. Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth were talking about how great Nagy is developing young quarterbacks, and I think most Bears fans lost their lunch when they heard that. Is he the right guy to develop this quarterback? That's got to be a key issue for this team.
Well, I think just go back to the history here. What did they do with Mitch Trubisky? Didn't Nagy come in as supposedly the quarterback genius? He's the guy to come in to develop the new young quarterback, and that's why they gave up an entire draft to move up one spot to get Trubisky. And what happened after 4 years with him? I'll tell you what, we've got a problem, and we have a problem on the lakefront. We really do, and I'm not going to put this all on the players. Because I'll tell you what, some of these kids are playing their hearts out. Mm-hmm. They're playing their hearts out. And you come out and you put these kids in a position and you score 3 points after making these adjustments. I can't tell you how brutal that is.
Yep. I like how you said on the lakefront, because I'm hoping we can say that for a lot longer, but we're not so sure, OB. You know, this whole Arlington Heights thing, we're not sure when or if that might happen, but we'll see if they can get the game together before then.
Well, we come in here. The Vikings are coming in Monday night,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know what they're going to do. Vikings are a team I think that they can beat, but I'll tell you what. When I look at what has happened this week and then the prior week against the Cardinals, and it's depressing. After 4 years of Nagy being here with this coaching staff. And to see the mistakes that are made by our quarterback, and the drafting that we've done, and our offensive line is an absolute mess. And, like, how are you going to change this? How is this going to get better? And I can say it again and again, there has to be a change. There has to be a change. Pace, the general manager, has to go. And Nagy and his staff, all of them have to go. They have to clean house.
I hear you. So many Bears fans do, too. We'll see what the team decides to do. OB, thank you. Great show, as always.
Good day. Have a good day.
You too. Great Ed Obradovich right there.